Should we drive off the fiscal cliff? Economic perspectives from Dr. Ken Trosky, professor of economics at the University of Kentucky. Dr. Ken Trosky is the Sturgill Professor of Economics and Senior Associate Dean of the Gatton College of Business and Economics at the University of Kentucky. Dr. Trosky has a PhD in economics from the University of Chicago and served as a member of the TARP Congressional Oversight Panel and recently authored a report on money market mutual fund regulation for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I'm Dave Blackwell, Dean of the Gatton College of Business and Economics and Professor of Finance. Welcome to UK Market Viewpoint. Good morning, Ken.
Shouldn't say good morning, should I?
Yeah. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Ken.
Or welcome to the program, Ken.
Yeah. Hello, Ken.
Hi.
Thanks for being with us today. Can you just start by briefly describing what is technically meant by the fiscal cliff?
Well, the fiscal cliff, I guess, was originally created a little over a year ago when the Republicans and Democrats, primarily the Republicans in the House, were negotiating with the president over raising the deficit ceiling, the debt ceiling. The Speaker Boehner at the time and President Obama had let me back up a little. The Republicans in the House were demanding meaningful cuts in entitlement programs and reforms to the tax system before they were going to agree to raising the debt ceiling. They were negotiating a deal, couldn't get the deal done on time, so they came up with this package of legislation that in some sense was going to tie their hands in the future to doing meaningful entitlement cuts and reforms to the tax system in an effort to reduce the federal deficit. And they put this deadline of these negotiations had to be completed and programs in place by the end of 2012. Unfortunately, or I guess not surprisingly to people involved, a political campaign intervened. There wasn't a lot of work being done on these cuts. The parties decided to wait until to see who sort of was successful in the campaign before doing any meaningful negotiation. Campaign's over, and now they have they're facing this cliff that they created. And in order to avoid going over it, they have to agree on a package of programs in order to basically reduce the federal deficit. So the cliff, when we refer to the cliff, it's these cuts to entitlement programs, cuts to other government programs such as defense spending, and increases in taxes that will kick in if they don't reach an agreement.
Thank you very much. There's been a lot of press about the cliff lately and a lot of political rhetoric. I'd like to help the audience understand the economics of the impact of going over the fiscal cliff, potentially. You're an economist. You're not a politician. So can we just agree to focus on economics and not politics in our discussion?
Certainly.
Great. I think the public will appreciate some no-nonsense analysis of this issue. There's been a lot of focus on the deficit in the discussions. What is the general thinking among economists about the impact of deficits on the economy, and particularly unemployment? Why so much concern about deficits now when the economy is growing so slowly? And I know there's probably some short-term versus long-term implications. If you could address those, that would be great.
And that's exactly a key point. And much of the disagreement that we see is the distinction between long run and short run. And you know, what are things we want to do immediately and what are things we want to do in the future? I think everybody agrees that at this point, the federal spending is too high, certainly relative to the amount of revenue that they're collecting, bringing in. So in essence, the deficit is too large. As a share of gross domestic product, or as a share of the total amount of goods and services produced by the economy, the government's currently producing about 24 to 26% of government spending consists of about 24 to 26% of GDP. That's the highest level we've seen since World War II. I think everybody recognizes that is not a long-run sustainable solution. We do not want government to be that large. The question is, currently, in a period in which we are seeing fairly slow growth, does government spending have a role to sort of stimulate the economy? And that's a debate that economists as well as many others have about the appropriate role. I think we do feel that the economy would be better off at this point If we sort of moved away from and as started to transition to a period in which we saw deficits start to decline, and there's only two ways for the deficit to begin to decline. You either have to bring in more money or cut spending or some combination of those two. And much of the talk is what's the appropriate amount of spending cuts, what's the appropriate amount of increases in revenue, what are the best ways to get those increases in revenue? Is it through closing tax loopholes or tax reform, or is it through raising tax rates? And that seems to be those are the primary issues that everybody are discussing. And how quickly do we want to accomplish those things? Clearly, the fiscal cliff that we're talking about accomplishes many of those things very quickly. You know, as of January 1st, if we don't reach an agreement, there are severe cuts in government expenditures and increases in taxes that will occur immediately that will have an impact on everybody. A large majority of people will see tax rates go up. And a fairly large number of individuals will suffer from the fact that expenditures are going to go down.
So just a couple of follow-up questions on that. Now, is it your understanding that politicians on both sides of the aisle are concerned about the deficit and want to do something to deal with it?
I think there is universal agreement that the deficit we do not have a sustainable level of a deficit, that the deficit needs to be smaller, and we don't have a sustainable level of government expenditures. The government, the share of government in the economy, I think most people would agree, should be on the order of magnitude of 18-16%, you know, spending levels that we saw under the Clinton administration, not the 24-26% we're seeing right now. So I think everybody agrees that that's where we'd like to be in the long term. I think everybody agrees 5-10 years from now, that's where we should be. I think the disagreement is what's the best way to get there and how quickly should we get there.
So in what I read, I hear concern that if we go over the cliff, that somehow because the economy is still growing relatively slowly, we would go back into a recession. But yet, if we do some of the things required to avoid going over the cliff, it seems those would also slow down the economy potentially.
And that's the question is, I think most people recognize or most people agree or many people agree. Certainly there was a study by the Congressional Budget Office, which tends to be a fairly bipartisan objective organization, that if the spending cuts and tax increases go into effect, we will see several quarters. We would return into a recession. They're predicting that we would go back into a recession for several quarters. It's important to point out that same CBO study suggests that over several years in the future, we would see faster growth in the economy because we would get government spending under control. So again, short run, the CBO is predicting that going over the cliff would push the economy back into a recession. Long run, they're predicting good outcomes from the reduction of spending and the increases in revenue, so the reduction of the deficit that would occur. So, yeah, and then the question is, okay, if we don't want to go over this cliff, could some of the packages that are being discussed, such as increases in taxes, what impact will that have? Will that have a detrimental impact on the economy? And therein lies much of the debate amongst Republicans and Democrats. The Republicans feel that the increase in the top tax rates that the president is proposing would hurt the economy, hurt job creation, increase unemployment in the short run, and potentially slow the economy down, whereas the Democrats don't feel that that would be the case, and that those tax increases are important and needed out of a sense of fairness and out of a sense of, they believe that, again, reducing the size of the deficit through tax increases will have a positive impact on the economy.
For a long time, we've had very low interest rates, very, very low inflation. What are the potential impacts on those two measures as this process unfolds?
That's sort of hard to know. A major reason that we've seen such low interest rates have primarily been the actions of the Federal Reserve and in particular the Federal Reserve's buying of long-term mortgage-backed securities and other long-term financial instruments to keep the interest rates, particularly long-term interest rates, very low in an effort to encourage people to spend more money, to borrow and spend more money, and for businesses to borrow and spend more money and start expanding and hiring people. We've seen some evidence to suggest that's the case. You know, we're seeing an increase in home equity loans as a result of this. What would happen if we go over the fiscal cliff in terms of interest rates as much? You know, I wouldn't expect much impact on interest rates. Again, if we went into a recession, there won't be a lot of demand for borrowing, and I would expect that interest rates would remain fairly low. And I would expect that the Federal Reserve has indicated as of yesterday they're going to keep buying long-term securities until they see an unemployment rate of 6.5%. If we go over the fiscal cliff, we won't see an unemployment rate of 6.5%. We go into a recession, the expectation would be the unemployment rate would increase. So I expect the Fed's actions to continue, and we will continue to live in a world with very low interest rates.
Ken, this has been illuminating, and I really appreciate you spending time with me today. I really appreciate it. Our guest has been Ken Trosky, Sturgill Professor of Economics at the University of Kentucky's Gatton College of Business and Economics. Our complete UK Market Viewpoint interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Dave Blackwell.